Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. And there is a little difficulties here on BBS, but some people are actually receiving the, you know, the broadcast. So for the ones that are listening, we'll continue on with the show here. And we may do a repeat also a little bit about this on Wednesday. So what we're planning to do, I'll just have Sylvia come on, and you can describe the show, Sylvia. Would you like to do that right now?
Sure. Actually, I'll just say that this week, our topic for the week is, if you're not home, who is? And we're basically talking about the spirit and the fact that your spirit should be fully integrated in your body. And if it's not, then there's basically a vacant space that gets filled up by other entities and life forms of various kinds. And those can cause a lot of havoc in people's lives and prevent them from, you know, basically having their spirit energy with them. So we're going to ask Ron to do some entity clearings for us today and some other healing. So it's going to be a wonderful hour. We hope BBS is able to get fully back up and running so everyone can be with us. But we'll be doing various kinds of entity work all throughout the week. So if you stick with us, you'll have some wonderful healing. So back over to you, Ron, to get us started and maybe do a little introduction on the Creation Light Ship.
Okay. So what we're going to do is, if you can hear me but you cannot see the screen on BBS and you'd like to have the light beam activated, you can go to our website, and I believe the light beam is on our home page. Is that correct, Sylvia?
Yes, it's creationlightship.com, and you can go there.
You're going to actually see her. So if you'd like to do that, you can. And I'll just let you people kind of go down to the website right now if you'd like. I'll give you about a half a minute here.
Yeah, you're going to see two things on the home page. As you scroll down the page, you're going to see first the picture of the light ship insignia that the light being doctors wear on the light ship. And then a little ways past that, you're going to see the picture of the light being from the Creation Light Ship.
So what we're going to do is activate it right now, and it'll stay activated throughout the show here. So here we go. Just kind of focus on her if you like. And she is going to start to change frequencies and colors and become more vivid to you like she always does on the BBS site here. So, and if not, just kind of sit back and relax, and we're going to have her project her image in front of you if you're just sitting there with a blank computer screen. So she'll be actually imprinting herself on the screen here. And so here we go. She's starting to become activated now. And you may just want to watch her change frequencies. So the show is going to be about energies that people pick up. This is for today's show. That they pick up from people on this planet or things on this planet that can come into you, into your body, attached to your energetic system, attached to maybe one of or more of your energetic bodies that make up the physical body. So in a sense, our body is like a hologram, or we'll just say it's like puzzle pieces, okay? And they all kind of work together. And what happens is, as we get interfered with by whatever it is, these energies can attach to us. And it's very unfortunate that that can happen, but it does. So like we say, if you're not home, who is? And again, by not being home, that means that you're not home. And if you're not home, then who is? So I think you understand that. And sometimes these energetic bodies that we don't know about will connect to us and cause us to have a lot of trouble. It can cause physical problems in our body just by not being clear. So what we're going to do right now is a chakra alignment first, and then we're going to go into the entity clearing. So Here we go. So we're going to your heart center first. We always work with the heart center because that's the energy that we'd like to work with. And your spirit resides there. So we want to activate that first in everyone. So here we go. That's being positioned now. And now we're going up to your throat chakra. Wonderful. And next we're going up to your third eye. Great. Now we're going back down to your power chakra and second chakra and first chakra. We'll do an opening now. And I use the word spin to do this here. The light beings on the light ship is helping me do all these healings. This is why they may sound so effortless to you as I just do a command and things happen. This is because they're doing it for me. You know, I definitely know about that, you know, that truth and that aspect. It's kind of like what Jesus said, that the Father, you know, does us all the work or something like that. And that's, I definitely understand that 100%. So here we go. We're going to open up the heart chakra, so I use the word spin. So spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Going down to the heart chakra, I mean, below the heart chakra, your power chakra. Spin, 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 spin. Boy, power chakra stuff. But spin, 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 open. Wow. I'm going to check that over again for all of you here. And just make sure that, there we go, moving over the chakra again. Okay. There we go. Power chakra again, spin, spin, open. Wonderful. Okay, going down second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Great. Okay, next, what we're going to do is the mind to heart drop. So your awakening consciousness is going to be, say, in your forehead, in your head, and we're going to drop it down to your heart center. This is one of these energetic bodies that we work with, and they're invisible too. So here we go. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1, and we're dropping down. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Dropping down again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, I want to just put some music on for you so you can enjoy this experience, connect with your spirit, and just enjoy this communion with who you really are in your heart center. Okay. So I guess we'll start our topic here. I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, I guess the place to start when talking about the subject of entities is, what is an entity?
Okay, basically, entities are energies, spiritual bodies, that typically, I would say, at least from my understanding, do not have a spirit with them, a soul, okay? Remember, there are life forms that can exist without that. And they function perfectly fine. You may have seen people even physically walking on this planet which have, you know, completely black eyes. Nothing's home in their body. And those are beings that just exist without having that. So it's not necessarily needed to have a life form exist. They have a different energy system that they're tapped into. Whereas the light produces, using your terminology, souls, I'll use the word spirits, that come into the body, that look out of your eyes. So it's a much higher evolved consciousness as opposed to the other one. But what happens is when the entities come into you, and the main ones are entities of emotional bodies of people who passed on, and they are here in droves. It's just very unfortunate. If you go to a hospital, you're going to feel these energies around. I don't like going there myself because of that situation. They come to me for healing, and I get loaded up with these things, and I have to do a lot of healings with them to release them. So that's what they want to have done. So they'll see the energy that you have and kind of attach themselves to you if they want to have a healing. The other possibility is if you're actually sick or have a problem and you go around a lot of sick people, then also that situation is going to cause problems with you too, and they'll attach themselves to you. So that's another problem that can occur. So unfortunately, this is what happens, and they come into our bodies because we leave a space for us, in us, without having our spirit there. Remember, your spirit will inhabit every cell of your body, making your physical body temple, you know, holy, in a sense, completely of the divine energy. And once you open yourself up and have your spirit leave you, at that point, you know, you're opened up completely for things to come into your body. And that should not happen. So that's what happens with entities. So back to you, Sylvia.
All right. Well, let's talk for just a moment then about why does our spirit or fragments of our spirit leave us in the first place?
Okay, the main reason is that your spirit only resonates with love energy. And anything that is not love energy, then your spirit cannot handle judgment. So basically, it's either love energy, not judging, or things that are in judgment. And so naturally, everybody judges continuously throughout their life, throughout the day, moment by moment. And so when you get into a judgment that is too negative, then your spirit must leave because it can't take that low vibration. So you actually are forcing your spirit out of your body. Like if you argue with somebody, at that point, it's gone out of you. And then entities come in who like to argue because they want to take your energy from you and maybe someone else. And at that point, you're on that emotional roller coaster ride for as long as the argument. And they just love it. And you can attract thousands to you. So it's very important not to get involved with these things. So that's kind of what happens to everyone. Back to you, Sylvia.
So then based on what we've covered so far, due to our own judgment and various factors, pain and trauma and so forth, fragments of our spirit leave us, and that actually makes space in our body for these other entities to come into us. And would you say, Ron, that the entities that come into us, can some of them be purposely destructive or harmful to people, or are they just kind of there coming in to be healed, or what is the story with that?
Well, I think initially, if you know, there's only one entity on the planet, it would probably come to you in despair because its body that it used to live with and live in died. And now it has all this sadness and heartache, and it's looking around now for help. And so the first time it probably leaves the body, it's looking around for help so that it can maybe either live in a body and or have a healing done to it. So they're very confused. But after that process goes on and maybe it does not get a healing because we're not conscious of it. A good example I will say is if you've ever been to a funeral and you notice that people are just sobbing wildly, you know, as they're doing the service or during the you know, maybe before or after. And you look at these people and maybe you're associated more with the person who's deceased than these people were. Maybe they're just neighbors or long-distant cousins and stuff, and they're just crying and crying and crying, and you go, man, they never even knew this person that well. Well, what happens is the emotional body of the person who deceased is now going through attaching themselves to the people in the audience, and it's crying because, you know, it lost its basic host, which is the body. It no longer can live in that body, so it's very, very sad. And then it will probably naturally take on, you know, all the scenarios of trauma that it went through, all of its regrets of its lifetime and everything like that. And this is how it's going to be responding and acting through the people. And then all of a sudden, you know, after it gets cleared out and cleansed, if it's not released back to where it came from, which would be the earth energy, which normally does not happen, then now it's looking around because it still has a memory, remember, of all of its traumas and all of its addictions and the life that it led here. So now it's looking around for like kind. Remember, it resonates to everything that's like itself. So if it liked to go fishing, if it liked to play baseball, if it liked to, you know, maybe play hockey, you know, water skiing, maybe it liked to gamble, maybe it liked to go out to bars, anything like this here, any type of lifestyle, it's now going to look for a person out there that had that lifestyle that it is missing. And then it will come into you. And, you know, because you're open, because your spirit was forced out of your body by yourself, unconsciously, naturally. Nobody does this consciously, to my knowledge. But, you know, when stuff happens, you get hurt or anything else, it leaves you. So it comes now into you, and it goes, man, this guy's out here playing golf, and maybe he got upset. Maybe the guy, you know, almost had a hole-in-one, and now he's swearing and upset. And his spirit left the body because that's negative energy, and it's hanging around you watching you play golf, and it goes, man, I have an opening now, man. I'm going into this guy. All of a sudden, zap, it's inside of you. And so now it's playing golf through you. And maybe you play golf once a week. It doesn't want to leave you because now it's enjoying its experience like it did in its last body. But, you know, they bring to you addictions and stuff. Another way they come into you is, you know, if you're having a situation and you go, oh, God, I really need help with this. I don't know how to do this, maybe test at school. You know, I'm having difficulty, doing my job or whatever, or I made a mistake, I need some help. Well, you're inviting them into your body by the affirmation on the mental realm of saying, I need help. And that they will come to you with good intentions, in a sense, to help you out for that one situation. But have you ever asked them to leave? Typically, no. So they stay with you again. So we start collecting all these things, you know, and we don't really mean to, but all of a sudden, you know, they're running your body, and your poor spirit is there. Well, you know, this person, you know, Sally wanted to do all these things, and they invoked all these entities in them, and I can't really help that because, you know, they're leading their own life, and the ego is running the show here. So that's kind of what happens. So the main thing is to clean yourself out and to live a more spiritual life, walk with your spirit. This is what this show is all about, to help everyone, to give them maybe tools, a way to get yourself into your body completely. Because it's very, very necessary, and especially now for the ascension time. So back to you, Sylvia.
All right. Well, I was wondering, as you were talking about these entities and what happens after people pass on and how these emotional bodies are kind of roaming around waiting for a healing, do you think that other cultures, maybe earlier cultures that were more spiritual before us, maybe had ways that they would deal with that when people passed on? Like maybe perhaps American Indians or some other culture, did they know about these entities and have ways to heal them?
I would imagine so. I was talking to a gentleman who is Oriental. I'm not exactly sure what race he was and is, but he was talking about Halloween. He says, in their culture, they believe that entities cannot walk through your front door. And so in his culture, that's what they believe, and maybe that's enough energy for that belief system to stop that. I don't know if it can stop it, but that's their belief system. So they do know about entities. And especially on Halloween, they don't want anything coming into their house. They don't like even leaving their house the way he was talking, because they don't want to be attacked by these ghosts that are coming around. You know, I guess Halloween is, you know, the Day of the Dead, basically, and they don't want to even deal with them. So, yeah, they do know about it. And somehow, you know, as people don't believe in these things or understand what happens, you know, like I said on one of my shows, you know, if you don't believe in cars and trucks, you know, then just go out, you know, on the freeway blindfolded, and, you know, you eventually probably get hit by one of them, you know. So it doesn't matter if you believe or don't believe, they're there. So it's up to you to protect your physical body from these things. And they can give you ailments, too, give you, you know, problems with your physical body, et cetera. So back to you, Sylvia.
All right. So then let's talk about what it is that the Creation Light Ship does, the light beings, how they release these entities from us, and what happens to the entity once it is released from us.
Okay, when the entities, going kind of backwards here, the entities, once they're released, they get returned back to the earth energy. I don't ever send anything to the earth, because the earth spirit does not want to have my junk or anything else, but this is part of its spiritual development. And so it put emotional bodies in the life forms here to sample more love. And somehow that connection, probably from the dark side, got severed. And so emotional bodies don't really know where to go to. So the light ship does return them back in wholeness. They're balanced, and the earth now can regain part of its spiritual, say, identity of one of its creations of energy back to itself. So what the light ship does when I do these entity clearings on people and stuff, it happens very, very quickly. On other shows, if you notice that, we've been doing this for quite a while now. Just speaking the word and it works, and that's because, you know, I have a really big backup band behind me doing these healing and the light beams. But they do as much as they can to help you, but it's still your responsibility to not attract these things to you. And it's sad knowing how much energies are out there that attach to the body that's really trying to kill the body's life form here by all these negativity energies, negative energies, thought forms, etc. And people give out thought forms to people, psychic attacks. It's the same thing. It's still like an entity. You're projecting a thought form into someone, and witchcraft does that too, and, you know, anything like that. There's all different types of magic that people do. And all that stuff works because of the programming that's in, you know, mass consciousness here that people believe in. Once you have a belief, then it attracts all like kind to it, and you can tap into that energy pool very easily. It's instant, and then all of a sudden you have maybe the power and thoughts of millions and millions of people who live before you who believe in the same cause, and you can draw that energy right into somebody and kill them. I've seen that happen with a couple of healers that I have known and actually worked with on their deathbed, and they said, yeah, you know, I got a psychic whammy by somebody. I've had it for like 20 years, and one lady had a cancer of the rectum, very painful. So I did some work on her about a week before she passed on, and she was able to get enough energy together to actually take care of her affairs. But she said, you know, these people are just not conscious of what they're doing to other people, because, you know, they actually killed me by this year. And she was very, very psychic. So back to you, Sylvia.
All right. Well, I just wanted to take a little minute here because BBS Radio is back up and running. So hello, everyone. When we started the hour, they were still having technical difficulties, so we weren't able to be on the fast chat or be on the BBS page. So we are able to now. So to catch up, in case you weren't able to hear the beginning of the hour, our topic for this week is, if you're not home, who is? And we're talking about entities and entity clearing. And all throughout this week, throughout the four programs, which includes today's, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays shows, we are going to be talking about different types of entities that can inhabit the body and do all sorts of things and make life very difficult for people. So we're talking about the earth-based emotional bodies of people that have passed on, that have somehow gotten stuck here and have not returned to the earth for healing, probably because of interference from the dark side, who's prevented them from going back to the earth where they originally came from to be healed. So instead they roam around and attach themselves to people wherever they can. And usually this is made very easy for them by people who have gone out of their bodies or who've had at least part of their spirit energy leave their body, which leaves opening and room for the entities to come in. So that's hopefully going to catch you up to where we are now. If you're able to get on the fast chat and you have a question about entities, please go ahead and type it in, and we'll try to get to that today. But I think now we're going to actually get into some entity clearing so you can each experience that for yourself. So I will turn it over to Ron for that.
Okay, so I think we're going to work with entities that are causing you physical pain in your body, okay? So what happens is, if you've had a pain in your body, which was caused by an accident or something, at that point entities kind of get attracted to that, and so all of a sudden your pain can increase greatly, or it may never go away because they have that same pain and they're resonating pain into you continuously. Remember, they have a program, and now you're running their program. So what we're going to do now is, if you have pain in your body anywhere, and even if you had pain in the past, remember, energy always stays with you, never leaves you until you have it balanced. And so what we're going to do now is start releasing energies from everyone who's listening, and maybe just focus on one pain that you have. Don't do many of these, because sometimes it can invalidate the healing, because the light beings are trying to do too much at one time, and they're trying to show you that these healings actually work. So just focus on one particular pain that you have in your body. And they're starting to release the entities from you that are attached to you where the pain is, okay? And so what they'll do, these entities, in a sense, kind of think of them as like mosquitoes, okay? And they come into you and they start taking away your life blood energy, in a sense, your life force energy. So instead of being blood, we'll just say they're taking away your spirit life force energy, which is supposed to be going to that part of your body for healing. Maybe they're getting 90% of the energy because you have a lot of them attached to you, and your poor body only gets 10%. And you go, man, I wish this pain would go away. Well, they're just having a field day charging up because they need that energy to live on. And these entities, you can also use the word as ghost. And there's different levels of that. Some are maybe a lot more negative than others. But we'll just keep it as a very general term, as if these just come into you and are taking your energy here. So we're doing some more clearing here. We'll do this for probably about maybe a half a minute here. So like I say, you may want to put your hand on your body where the pain is. That's a possibility too. Just think your thoughts and ask your spirit in your heart center to go to that location to also help you this healing. And here we go. So anyone would like to comment on the fast chat if they're feeling any kind of relief from pain or a situation of trauma that you may have had. Maybe you have a pain in your body that you don't even know about that's so low, but it's always with you, and all of a sudden it gets released, and you go, wow, I didn't know I had a pain there. That happens too with people. I mean, you can get numbed out by your pain. So here we go. This should feel pretty good to me. And it's feeling good to, looks like I've got about another 15 more seconds here. just monitoring everyone here. So there we go. So we're just releasing the entities where you have pain in your body to allow your spirit to help heal you more. There we go, the release. Okay, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we have a question from Mia on the fast chat, which is, so what is stopping the entities from going to the earth in the first place? We covered that a little bit, but maybe you could talk on that for just a bit more.
Well, I think the dark side doesn't want anyone here to become awakened. And so if they keep you busy with misery and trauma and pain, and these things keep floating around, remember, you're supposed to be connecting to your spirit, you know, continuously throughout your life. It should be with you. The thought that you have should not really be of your ego self, which is what we mainly use. It should be of your spirit. It should be there just as loud as the thoughts in your head are normally. And it should be saying, hey, I want to do this here, I want to do that, you know. Instead, your ego, which is another energetic body, which is your emotional body in a sense, is there, and maybe even your mental body too, but we'll just talk in more general terms. So these energies have not been released back to the earth because the dark side wants them to torment you. And so naturally, you know, typically if you were to go out of your body, maybe on another planet, and there's nothing there to come back into you, to attach to you, then your spirit can leave for a little bit and come back in. And, you know, you're left completely sacred, not here. So these things come into us, and unfortunately, this whole planet is run that way. And the sad thing is, for me, when I see people in jail, seeing them on TV, you know, watching, you know, what's going on, and these poor people, you know, first were mind controlled by the dark side, and then entities stepped into them. What order doesn't make any difference, but their eyes are always glossed over. Means that they're not home. So the body's held accountable, and their anger that whatever they're doing is the entities coming into them. The entities have a persona. Maybe they want to be bullies or whatever. Maybe they want to be killers. Maybe they are killers. And they took that poor, perfect, you know, physical body of a person, a divine body, and corrupted it with this energy. And the physical body now is accountable for its actions, naturally. And these poor people are stuck in maybe for life in a prison only because entities took them over. And that's very, very sad to me because, you know, if they were released of all these entities and their spirit returned back to their bodies, they'd just be like a regular person. But instead, the entities are enjoying what they're doing, and that's very sad. So, yeah, the entities, I'm sure, are only here because the dark side wanted to keep us in trauma, keep us angry, all this stuff, to prevent your spirit from coming forward. So that's why they haven't been released. It's not the thought of the light, the thought of the earth spirit. It's the fact that there's a lot of interference here. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, we have another question about when we actually clear entities ourselves, which in the past we've talked about that each person should be doing this several times a day. Then how do we, command, do we just command them to the earth, or what do we do?
Yeah, what you could do is ask your, everything has to work through your spirit first, okay? Otherwise, you're doing psychic attacks with your mind. Remember, the mind is not of the light. So what you do is you say, like say right now, I want to release entities out of my body. So do that head to heart drop and say, spirit, I want to do entity releasing now. Can you please contact with your divine energy, which is the light of the earth spirit, and ask the earth spirit to help me in this process to collect these energies. That's how I would do this process. Never use your mind going, oh, I'm going to do this here, you know, and then you're giving the poor earth spirit a psychic attack. You want to use the light to work with the spirit. You're going spirit to spirit, and at that point, I'm sure you're going to get a lot of help. And then your spirit actually has to, with your own consciousness, command these things out of your body. So you may want to push them out. You may want to, you know, if you're psychic, you can scan your body maybe and see where they are. But a lot of people are not psychic. You know, you just go, gee, I don't know what to do. Just ask your spirit to start releasing them. Say, man, I have these negative thought patterns I want to get rid of. I have this addiction I want to get rid of. And how many entities are there doing this addiction on me? You know, I may want to stop smoking. Well, if you got a couple million entities who love smoking, believe me, it's going to be very hard to have your body stop smoking because they all want to have a cigarette. And so this is kind of how it works. So what you want to do then is ask your spirit for help. And always go to your spirit first. Your spirit is the connection to the divine. It knows all the answers. It's very, very conscious. It's smarter than anything out there in any book that you could ever read. You know, it knows the truth. And so ask your spirit to do this for you. And then you want to just use your conscious awareness, you know, scan your body. And like I said, maybe look and see what problems you're dealing with in your life. Maybe you're a person who loves to argue. So right away, there's entities in you that love to argue. So that's a clue. Say, okay, I really don't like arguing, but somehow I get set up in this trap of I go to work and I have to argue with people. Well, right away, that's the entities getting your energy and the energies of the other people around you. And it's probably body hopping between maybe four or five people. So all of a sudden, here you are bringing these entities into your workplace, and the entity then body hops to different people, getting their energy, which is what it needs to live on. Remember, you are their food source. Your divine energy of your spirit is keeping your body basically alive with this light energy, and it's living on that. So the entity really can't live on anything but a physical body. How long it'll live outside of a body, I don't know, but it will attach to you, to someone, somewhere. So that's the main thing. Ask your spirit to do this, and then have your spirit ask the earth spirit to take these things back to do a healing on it. And at that point, I don't see any problem. It will be done for you. But you have to think about what you want to release. Remember, you have to command the energy. Everything in healing is a command. Otherwise, every one of your thoughts would be doing something, and the divine isn't listening to you unless you do a command of the energy. They're just too busy. Okay? Back to you, Sylvia.
All right, and then there's one very important part that we should definitely discuss once you've actually had these entities removed or you've commanded them to leave you. Then essentially you have space there where the entities were, and you don't want to leave that space empty for more entities to come into you. So this is the important part of having your spirit energy return to you. So how would you best advise people to do that if they're doing this work themselves?
And then have your spirit again, connect to your spirit, and say, man, go on and find your spirit fragments, you know, all these pieces that left. And it knows the frequency of what it is, who you really are looking out of your eyes. So it'll go out and find the parts of you. But they're going to come and say, man, I don't want to come back to this place, man. It's so negative that I left because of this, that, and the other. So then it has to be healed. It has to have all the trauma taken off of it. And your spirit can do this. So you want to command your spirit to take away the trauma from your spirit fragment. Remember, you're in the moment with your spirit, moment by moment by moment by moment. That's the way the light is, only in the moment. If you're not in the moment, you're not in the light. Then you're in thought. And thought is not light. So it's like the opposite of that. It would be the dark side, trying to sidestep you, sidetrack you from your spirituality. So what you do then is have your spirit clean out the other parts of itself and have it come back into you. You can count like I do to 10 if you like to have it come back in on the command, but you have to command it back into your body. Otherwise, it may not want to come in. So that's what I would do. Have your spirit go out, find the fragments, and who knows how many it's going to find. You know, there's no way to know, really. It could find 10, it could find thousands, it could find millions. Remember, things are moment by moment by moment. And so we're in time here, and how many moments go by in a second? You know, it's hard to say. And what are you thinking during that time? What you're experiencing? You know, what are you actually having done to you in your life, or having somebody do something to you that you don't agree with, that gets you angry, upset, etc.? Or maybe you're revisiting a trauma or something like that. So anyway, all these energies your spirit's not going to want to live with, be with, because it's not love energy. So anything that's not of love energy is going to pop your spirit out of your body. So call your spirit back. Your spirit that's in you will know how to do this work for you. This is not really a mental process for you, but you have to command it back into your body. And if you want to count to 10, you can. And at that point, your spirit will be more with you, more of your fragments, and then you're a little higher in the percentage, because it has to come back into where the voids are. You know, where it left. So you want to command it into those locations. And other than that, your spirit knows what's happening more than you do. But that's kind of the gist of it, because you do have to be active upon your healing. Back to you, Sylvia.
So let's mention briefly for anyone who's new to this, especially what they can expect when their spirit returns to them, how most people will actually feel that. I believe most people will feel kind of a settling in feeling, or a heaviness or a warmth come into their body. Maybe you can talk a little bit, Ron, about the different ways that you can notice that the spirit has returned to you.
Yeah, the first thing is that you're going to have a little heightened awareness. It's going to increase. You're going to have more psychic ability. You're not going to feel a lot of mental fog like you did previously. Your eyes will become brighter. And you're going to be, you know, just really, really quick as far as your thinking of your spirit. It's kind of hard to describe here. For myself, I normally run, I don't go below, I'd say, 85%. Right now, as I'm talking to you, I'm running at 93% in my body right now. And I do go to 100, but it's not needed for this. When I do healings, I'm at 100% energy. But what you want to do is you can just feel your eyes changing. You're going to feel like you really have your stuff together. And you will feel heavier because when your spirit comes into your body, as it integrates more, it's going to have the awareness of being in your body, and that creates a density. So people think that if they're, like, out of their body, they're very light, and that's spiritual. No, that's not true. When you're in your body, you're going to be a little bit more dense, a little more heavier. We can do an exercise right now to help everybody get into their bodies more. This I've done on previous shows, too. Remember, we have over 150 archives on BBS Radio, and all the archives, the main foundation of the show, the main theme is to get into your body for ascension with your spirit, and I don't think any show ever deviates from that whatsoever. And like I said, this is the only radio program, only show on this planet that's 100% light energy. Jesus comes into the show off and on through my voice. We have other divine beings coming through. I'm just a person like you, but I'm connected to the light ship directly. So as you can, this is why you probably feel this upliftment feeling going through your body and around you during this radio program. So here we go. What we're going to do is, if you like, put your hands in front of you, palms facing each other, in front of your heart center, kind of like you're doing a prayer. And then I want you to move your hands further apart. And maybe go maybe, I'll say, 3 feet apart. And come in slowly until you feel your invisible ball tension between your hands. You might want to call it your pranic energy, your chi energy. You're going to actually feel a presence there of energy, like you're compressing a spring or like compressing a ball of energy. Now, what you're going to want to do for the affirmation is, once you feel the energy, you may want to write this down. And this is, I now increase my life force energy. And this is going to invoke more of your spirit into your body, because your life force energy is the divine energy. And what I want you to do now is to put your hands further apart, maybe go out an extra foot or two, and just say the affirmation out loud. And it must be out loud, otherwise you're working in the mental plane, which will never do you any good at all in the physical, because you want to tell every cell in your body what you're doing. So what you do now is you say, I now increase my life force energy, and bring your hands closer together, and lo and behold, you're going to find that your hands are further apart. And don't move your hands back and forth like you're trying to be like a little butterfly. You know, you want them just to come in and stop. You don't want to build energy. You want to sample energy. And now say the affirmation again. Put your hands further apart and say, I now increase my life force energy. And bring them in again, and you're going to notice that they're further apart again. And do this probably about 10 times. We'll do it together here. So here we go. I now increase my life force energy. 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 We'll do it 5 more times. I now increase my life force energy. 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 There. You should feel your body heating up typically. You should feel a tingle. If you're getting warm, what does that mean to you? It means that your physical body is getting a healing because you have energy flowing inside of your body now from your spirit. If you have tingles, that means that it's probably releasing energy blocks from you. And the way you should normally feel now is that you should feel like, man, you know, I like have, you know, the world, I'm like really, really connected now. You know, I'm up, you know, on top of the world in place of being in it. I'm now above it. I can really sense, feel more energy of spirit. My consciousness is raised up. I'm not wallowing now on the self-pity and the stuff that I've dealt with, you know, 10 minutes ago, because now I feel like I'm really connected spiritually. And this is what this is going to do for you. And what I recommend doing is doing this probably 3-5 times a day. You only have to do it like, you know, 10 times is probably enough. If you want to do it 50, it's even better. If you have a workplace, you can just run to the bathroom, do it for, you know, a minute or two, and charge up. And what happens is you start increasing this energy, and you have like this cocoon around you of your life force energy. If you're a healer, massage practitioner, this you definitely want to do before you work on your clients. And you want to sample your energy like we just got through doing by moving your hands and just seeing where your energy is. If you're body width or less, by all means, do not work on anybody. Because at that point, you are giving away your spiritual energy to someone else. Your spirit can't help you for healing yourself because you're giving it away. And you will more than likely pick up the illnesses, the traumas, the pain of that person that you're working with. And so once your body width or more, and normally after you do it for about a week, you can do it automatically without saying the words because your body now is trained. And if you do it 200, 300 times, you're going to be so elevated, you're going to feel like you're levitating. So this is what I propose to you to do this here. And you're going to be connected to your spirit. And at that point, entities are not going to want to come into you because they can't. And also, people around you, if they're going to try to attach to you psychically, remember, everybody puts out psychic cords from thought forms, okay? Remember, we live in the mind, and the mind is, you know, used for a lot of negative things, sorcery, witchcraft, etc. Whenever you project your thought out to someone and it attaches to their body, then they're corded. They take your energy and you take theirs. Normally you do it to take someone's energy, and it could be subconscious. But once you have this energy built up around you, that energy cord that somebody's projecting to you cannot come to your physical body because you have this tremendous force field around you. And this is a way to protect yourself. So this is an easy way that you can do this. It'll work with anybody, any kind of religious groups, because you're not using the word God in there. You don't have to, you know, reevaluate where's this person coming from. Is this the right God? Is this done by Jesus? You know the situation. You can just tell your friend, hey, I got this new way of doing to feel much better. Just try it and move your hands. And if you can't feel it, some people just can't feel the energy. They just do it for like 10 times. And, you know, if you're not too dense, you're going to actually feel yourself getting uplifted. So most people can more than likely sense the change. If you're driving your car, say you're 3:00 in the morning and you got to drive another half an hour to get home, do this. It'll give you enough energy to get more conscious to let you drive that extra half an hour. I've had people do this and they said, man, I was really tired and I was up for like 3 hours afterwards. I can't believe how much energy I had. Well, you're using spirit energy to run your life. This is what you're doing. If you get really hungry, and maybe you can't afford food one day or something, do this here, and this energy will sustain your body. So back to you, Sylvia.
So just to recap then, as the spirit energy comes into the body, you may feel a sense of heaviness or just feeling more awareness of your body. You might feel warmth, tingles, more alertness, more awareness, more perception of what's around you. Maybe your psychic abilities or intuitive abilities will increase. And another great test is to look at your eyes, because your eyes should be bright and you should really see a presence there. So you can look in the mirror and see how your eyes are afterwards as compared to before. We are almost at the end of our hour. We have just a few more minutes left. So can we do one more entity clearing for everyone, Ron, and then we'll wrap up for today?
Yeah, we'll just work with entities here. We'll do your whole body. This time is kind of short here. So we're going to take entities out of your whole body right now. In other shows, we do it in different locations so you can actually have the sense feeling of this here, but we're just going to take them out of your body now. This you should be doing daily, like we said. So we haven't worked with energies like psychic attacks here. That's energies, too, and other energies from this planet that people get attached to. We're only dealing with entities of people who passed on. So the next show we'll be doing, going a little bit further, probably with Earth-based energies, psychic attack energies, witchcraft, spells on people. So that'll probably be on the Wednesday show. Remember, if you're not home, who is? So the only protection is to be in your body. And you can still get attacked by witches and stuff, but maybe not as severe, okay? I don't want to sound too negative here, but we're going to do a release on you of these energies so you can see what it's like. So here we go. I'm going to bring more of you into your body right now. And again, I'm commanding your spirit into your body. And here we go. Counting, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'll do some more releasing here really quick here. Remember, it's up to you to get your spirit into your body. Nothing else outside of yourself is going to do this for you. And if your spirit leaves you just from the school of hard knocks here, living life on this earth plane. So whenever you're in judgment, it leaves you. When you think bad thoughts, it's probably leaving you also. So have discernment. And always call your spirit back to you and have it heal. So here we go. Coming back in again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So back to you, Sylvia. We can close down now, I guess. Everything.
All right. Well, let's see. I want to say a few things about working with Ron that you can do. If you're interested in more of a advanced work on the entity releasing and returning of the spirit fragments, you can also do private sessions with Ron on that, with the light beings from the creation light ship. It's very powerful and can really accelerate your progress quickly in that area. And then, of course, we like to mention upcoming dates. One is December 15th, Saturday, from 1 to 5 p.m. Pacific, and that is the four-hour healing session on the light ship. And that involves a lot of preparation for the ascension, a lot of healing, and also water activation so that you have a week's worth of activated drinking water just with the healing codes put in it just for you specifically for what it is that you need for the upcoming week. So wonderful things coming up like that. And other than that, we'll be on Wednesday, 7 p.m. Pacific, and we hope to see you there. Like Ron said a minute ago, we'll be doing some more wonderful entity work that Ron will be doing with us and the light beings to clear out some of these other types of entities and things that can affect us. So Until then, much love to all of you. Stay heart-centered, and we'll see you then. Good night.
Hey, blessings to all of you, and I do love getting emails from you. So if you want to give me an email on your healing, that's wonderful. And if you want to be on my email list, I send out about 2 emails a month. Just scroll down on the bottom of the page that you're on BBS Radio, Creation Lightship Healings, and just enter your email address, and you get a confirmation to address that. So blessings to all of you, and hopefully we'll see you all on Wednesday. Good night.